that person next to you and tell them you're one of them. Yeah, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Last verse again. Come, my brother, seek this blessing that will keep your heart from sin. That will start the joy bells ringing and will keep your soul unclaimed. It is burning now within my heart. Very few people in the world that can say that, you know. Only them, that predestinated seed of God, is the only ones that can say, I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I'm one of them. Fellowshipping with him, that we associate it, we know communion. He said, but the Lord's Supper, but he said, communion is actually communicating with him. Amen. And today we're here to communicate with the Lord Jesus. Amen. What would you do? I just told the brothers right now, if you were to be getting ready, is to go and listen to Jesus preach the Sermon on the Mount. If you're walking down a dusty road and you're getting ready to go and it's like, we're going to hear Jesus preach.
Hallelujah.
We're going to go hear Jesus bring the word of life to us.
Amen.
That's what you're doing this morning.
Amen.
You're getting ready to hear the Sermon on the Mount.
Amen.
Amen. That same Holy Spirit bringing us the message of the hour. Spiritual food in due season.
Amen.
Aren't you glad I'm one of them?
Amen.
I'm one of them. Glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
One more time.
May be seated. Praise the Lord. I am so happy that I am one of them. By His mercy and His grace, that what it is has brought us here today. Predestination has brought us here that we can sit together. As Brother Branham said, this is setting together in heavenly places, getting ready to hear the words of eternal life. There's nothing more glorious, nothing better that we can be doing. I sure missed you folks.
Amen.
That it seems like it's been a long time since I've seen you and been to fellowship with you. And I certainly appreciate your prayers for me and my family and all the brothers and sisters at the Voice of God for had a nice little vacation. It was really nice to get away for a few days and just rest and relax. But, you know, after a couple of days of doing that, I want to be back here. There is no more happiness It's like Brother Branham says, we get tired of doing everything. Everything that we do. I love to fish, but I get tired of fishing. He says, you love to hunt. I get tired of hunting. It's like, oh, look at beautiful scenery and go through the mountains or whatever. I love it. But there's no place like home. And there's no place like this word. And it's the only thing that we never get tired of. Because it's the inexhaustible fountain of life. It's a continuous living revelation that never ends. It's always more. It's always more. We hear messages. And after you hear a message and you just go back and you listen to it again, you hear more. It's like, I never caught that the first time. Did you hear what he had to say? Truly it is. It's God's love letter to his bride. That spiritual food, the more that we get and the closer we get to the end time, I believe that more that revelation comes alive to the bride of Jesus Christ. Because he is. We're putting on the whole armor of God. And that's that word, the living word, living in a living bride.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. I want to thank you for praying for all the camps that we had up at Still Waters. The Lord certainly blessed us.
Amen.
So much. It was so wonderful to see the great plan of God and what he's done and see lives change before your very eyes. And you know, when I was thinking about that and saying it this morning, that I truly believe that I've seen lives change before my very eyes in this church. I hope that you've seen this life change before you.
Amen.
Because it is every day we want to be more like him. I don't want to be the same person that I was 1 year ago. I don't want to be the same person I was yesterday. I want to be closer to him, be more like him. Because that's what it's going to take if we're going to make it there to the other side. But the Lord certainly blessed us. We had a wonderful time with all the young people and many that we've seen give their hearts to the Lord and were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that have never served the Lord before, go down in the water and give their heart to the Lord. It's just unbelievable to experience that. To be able to see that many of the young people rededicating their lives to the Lord. And I know that I've said that before to you, but it is that we rededicate our lives to the Lord all the time.
Yeah.
It's like Paul says, constantly. It's every day that we die, every minute, every hour. As we're getting ready for service back there, it's like, I want to rededicate. I asked the brothers, I says, are we going to have a dedication today? And he goes, no dedications. I said, there's going to be a rededication.
Amen.
It's going to be me. I want to rededicate my life to the Lord this day. Praise the name of the Lord. That's what we all want. Amen. It's one of the many things, like I said, is that we've seen many things that took place that was out there and to be able to witness. And I truly believe that it was the hand of God, the whole thing, and with the young people. I'm going to speak on it for just for a few minutes here this morning before we hear the word. But we've seen that many people, young people that were delivered from fear, from anxiety, how the Lord come on the scene when they were sitting underneath the tree or sitting in the message and to get away and listening to the word, that the Lord give them victory over things that they had been challenged with their whole lives. And we see miraculous healings taking place. We've seen things that were, it's unbelievable how wonderful the Lord is. And to confirm once again, and as we're going to hear today in both of these messages, to confirm to us that he's here with us. He's alive. He's not dead, he's alive. That Holy Spirit is here living and dwelling in the bride of Jesus Christ in you and still answering prayers. He is a God answering prayer. That's who he is. And I'm going to give you this little testimony real quick. It's so wonderful. And many of you probably know it, but I don't know how many out there that are streaming, and some of you, and it's worth repeating again because it's the hand of Almighty God. It was one of the camps, I think it was at Camp 3, that after we had lunchtime, we were eating, and after we dismissed the kids in front of them to go out and they're going back to play. And so little sister, she came up to me. And she said, Brother Joseph, can I talk to you for a little while? And I said, well, certainly, sweetheart. Yeah, we walked over. And she says, I just want you to know who I am. She says, my family, every year, She says, we're the ones that bring little pies and cakes up to the voice of God for the employees around Christmas times. I says, oh, yes, sister. I know who you are. Yes, ma'am. And she says, I just wanted to tell you, she says, my father had cancer and said, and I think it was of the lungs. I don't really remember what it was, but he said, my father had cancer. And he said, he came to the Macon Agape tour. And he says, while he was at the tour, God completely healed him of that cancer. Praise the Lord. She said the doctors had seen he was eat up in his lungs, like I said, I believe it was. And he says that, but the Lord touched him. He says, when he went back home, he says there was no shadows. They didn't see it or anything. And I said, that's wonderful, sweetheart. Praise the name of the Lord. She said, you know, today as I was eating lunch, she says, I was sitting there and when lunch got done, she says, you know what? I think I'm going to have an apple for dessert. She says, I'm going to go over and get me an apple. And she said, I walked over and she says, I went to the counter. We have apples there for the kids. And she says, I picked up an apple. And I went back to sit down to eat my apple. And she goes, right when I'm getting ready to eat my apple, she says, one of your people came by and they had ice cream sandwiches. And she said, ice cream sandwich or apple? And she goes, so I put the apple down. And she goes, right away, I just started eating my ice cream sandwich. And she says, as I just about finished my ice cream sandwich, she says, I looked down at that apple. And she says, and I thought, oh, no, what am I going to do with this apple? She says, we're getting ready to leave to go to quiet time. She says, and if I go to quiet time and I take this apple with me, she goes, the rest of the kids are going to be thinking I'm taking this apple to go eat it during quiet time. And I don't want them to think I'm doing that because I wouldn't take this apple to eat it at quiet time. She said, but I knew if I didn't take it, I could take it and not eat it. And then I would take it back to my bunkhouse tonight. And she goes, then I would eat it later tonight. So she says, I took off and I went to quiet time to get underneath of the tree. And then she just stood there and looked at me and she started bawling her eyes out. I said, sweetheart, what's the matter? It's okay. What's wrong? She says, my father has been diagnosed with cancer of the liver. And says, they've given him 4 months to live. And she says, I'm just so tore up, Brother Joseph. And she says, I went out and went underneath of the tree. And she says, I'm sitting there and she says, I'm thinking, Lord, I need something. I need something for my dad. I need something, Lord, for him. Give me something, Lord. She says, and I pulled up my tablet. She says, when I pulled up my tablet, she says, I punched in liver cancer. Because that's what my dad had. And she says, I just punched it up. She says, I hit the button. And she says, the quote come up. And she says, it was Brother Branham. When he was sitting in the den room. And he says, he looked and he saw those 5 rotten apples. He says, why did Meaty hang that picture up? And he says, what happened? He says, that big, beautiful apple. Amen. He says, it come up and gobbled, 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 gobbled. And he says, it eat them all contaminated apples up. And he says, that was the sign of that brother being delivered of liver cancer. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. She goes, I don't think that was coincidence. I said, that wasn't coincidence, my sister. That was God Almighty speaking to you. Amen. He's a God answering. A prayer answering God. Amen. God bless you. So she said, she goes, I don't believe. I said, no, sister. I said, that was Almighty God giving you a vindication. So that night I was telling some of the brothers around the table. And they asked, and you've probably seen it, that the little girl that was in the picture, they took a picture of her and she's holding up a picture. She goes, Dad, don't worry. I got the answer. She'd give it back to her dad to get the picture. And so we knew what was going to happen. And as soon as camp was over that last day, she went out and she went to her car and she went and she got her phone and she wanted to hear about her dad. She wanted to get a hold of her dad right away because she had the answer for him. And she had texted Sister Princess, and Sister Princess was her chaperone for that camp. And so I've got her text right here that she sent to Sister Princess, and she says, Sister Princess, this is Sister Joy Baxter. My mother just spoke to me on the phone. The doctor just came out of the room and said that they could not find a single spot in my dad's liver during the biopsy. There's not enough, big enough, for them to stick a needle in. He's healed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's a miracle.
Amen.
That's a miracle of God. That's proving to us that He is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
It's not a coincidence that she went over and picked up the apple. It isn't a coincidence that she took it to quiet time. It isn't a coincidence she called up and, oh, that quote that it is, and that apple eat up, and that man had cancer of the liver. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That should prove to us anything that we have need of, if we'll believe it. He's getting His bride ready for His coming. He is coming. We're getting ready to have another camp. As many of you, as you might not know quickly, is that we're going to have a camp coming up this weekend as far as our younger ones, our 9 through the 12-year-olds. Pray a lot. We're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time, and that what we did with the 9 and 12 year olds, we let the children come and then we let their parents come.
Yeah.
I really don't know who is more excited, the kids or the parents. We had a lot of parents who were saying, "We're going to camp, we're going to camp." Oh, praise the Lord. But we did want it to do it. The Lord kind of laid that upon my heart in just this last camp to doing it, and decided that to give them a reward. And what it is that we pick the kids, that many of you, and I think most of you all know, that we have the take quizzes that we give to the kids and different things so that they can earn points and that they can keep their points. And by doing that, if they take a quiz, if they listen to a message and then they take a quiz, they get 10 points per message. And some of the other ones that you come back, of ones they missed, you can go back and retake that quiz again and in the past. And if it's an older one, you get 5 points for it. So we started looking, and I was telling the brothers, it's like, man, I really want to do this for the kids. This would be awesome for them. They'll really enjoy it, and the parents would just have a good time. And I said, let's start looking at kids that's got, I'd say, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. We better start looking like 300, 400 points, I guess, you know, for a kid 9 to 12 years old. So Brother Johnny printed out the number of kids and their points and stuff, and I think the top one had 2,900 points. 2,900 points. Now, I'm not real good at math, but if you take 10 points per message, 2,900 points, that's a lot of messages.
Amen.
That's almost 300 messages that they've listened to. Our average point for the 9 to 12 years old is between 1,500 and 2,000 points. What a blessing.
Amen.
What a blessing that is. Praise the name of the Lord. We're so happy that the Lord, that it is, you know, many when we put up and doing the quizzes, that Satan's, he's always there, and we're going to be talking about him more later, and that prophet is, that Satan's always wants us to reason. And the reason for it, or to look. And there's always, you're looking for something to criticize. Brother Ram says there's always going to be something there to criticize.
Amen.
The motive and objective is to get the kids to hear the word. And given the reward, told it before, it's like, man, I used to be in Sunday school. You learn a verse and I got a star in my Bible. I wanted everybody to see my star in my Bible. But it is the reward of the kids. It is the honey on the rock to get them to listen to that word. He says, you take that word, and he said, you pound it into them. You give it to them, you give it to them, you give it to them. And he says, when you do it when they're young, then when they grow up, they'll be in the word. That word will be instilled in them. So we've done it, and taking the test and the scores, it's not a scorecard. Who's done the most? That's not it. And it's misunderstood that way. But it is to keep them. And what it does, it keeps the parents in the word. Because the ones that's got young kids and doing it, you know, you got to listen to the tape too and listen to it with your kids. So we thank the Lord, and it's big. I remember I was looking down at our brother Trevor, and I remember it's about 2 or 3 years ago. He says, man, He says, by the time we do go to church, we listen to the tape, we do the tape quizzes, and you fill them out for each one of the kids, and you do that, and you go to creation and do that. She goes, we're busy. We're busy in the Word.
Amen.
Busy in the Word. That's the way we should be. Busy in the Word constantly all the time. So we thank the Lord that He's provided a place that we can to have the camp to give a reward to the children. And I believe that that was in God's great program.
Amen.
Is that we would have Stillwater Camp.
Amen.
I believe that because the scripture even it says that turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers.
Amen.
So I believe that He's using this venue to encourage the kids, to keep them in the Word. And how to hear that it does with the parents. And that it encourages their parents. Because even Brother Branham said, if you want to do something for me, do it for who? He says, do it for my children.
Amen.
And it is as a parent. If you want to do something for me, do it for my children. And to be able that in God's program, I believe that He made a way that we could have this Stillwater camp. I would have never built this camp with the Lord's money. There's no way. And as you know, the testimony when Brother Bitley, when he came to me and he asked, he goes, what do you want to do? I said, I want to get the Word to the people. I want to buy recorders. I want to buy tapes. I want to do that. He goes, I don't mean that. I mean something else that you have a burden upon your heart to do. I don't want to do that. And that's how we built camp. I'd have never used tithe-paying money to come in to make that camp. No way. Brother Brandon, you're even going to hear about it today. It'd been wrong to do it. But God had a program, and He wanted it made. So He provided a way. When God's got a program, He's going to make it happen. No matter how it looks or how it seems, He's going to make it happen. Praise the Lord. I do tell the kids is I tell them we thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for the buildings. We thank the Lord for what we got. They mean nothing. God's not coming for buildings. God's coming for the bride.
Amen.
Sons and daughters.
Amen.
God wants to give you the best. He gave the best back when Israel. He gave them Solomon's temple. It was the best. You know, nowadays is that when we think of, you know, big and beautiful things, there's a lots of big and beautiful things everywhere. But during the days of Israel and Solomon's temple, there was nothing like that.
Amen.
Where the cedars of Lebanon and the things that he brought to make this big, beautiful place for God to come and live in. And he wanted to give it to the people as long as they put him first.
Amen.
When you start taking him out of the way and you start thinking buildings or anything, then you're in trouble.
Amen.
Then you're going to get yourself in trouble. He'll take it away.
Amen.
So we always have to put Him first. Nothing else matters.
Amen.
They're just, I was even wondering when we were building that out there, are we even going to have one camp? Because I don't care. I just soon go home. They can have it. Everything's going to be destroyed except for one thing, this Word.
Amen.
This Word is the only thing that will last for eternity. Amen. And we've been learning about the Word. We've been learning that, guess what? We're in the Lord's army. How many of you are in the Lord's army?
Amen.
Amen. Well, God's building that army. And that we are, that we're here today to get special training from the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And we believe that. We know that there's regular army, but then there's an elite group. There's a special group that have been highly trained in the Word, in the message of the hour. And that's what God gives it to us. And when I wrote that down yesterday, it's like, you know, Lord, what can I say? What's the word that can maybe go into their heart to understand that who that they are to help encourage them? That they are the elite. That word is like the elite. And when I popped it in, I looked at Webster and it really blessed my heart. It said a select part of a group that is superior to the rest in terms of ability and quality.
Amen.
That's who you are. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's our very goal in life, is just to live for the Lord, to be the best soldier we possibly can. And we know, according that God gave us the best weapon there was. What is that? His Word. What is it?
Word.
One more time?
Word.
The Word. He says that we are fortified behind that Word.
Amen.
And we all know that faith in that Word is what it takes to put it into action. Amen?
Amen.
You got to have the faith. He give us the word, but you got to have the faith to believe that the word works.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we all know that faith cometh by
hearing
the
word,
and the word come to the
prophet.
Yes. You're about ready for the tape this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're ready for that special training, and what we're in right now is in this day and time. We've always had the word. The word is, he's always given it to us.
Yeah.
But in this day and time, he's given us a special more revelation.
Amen.
It's a revelation that they didn't have in Martin Luther's time.
Amen.
They didn't have it in Jesus' time. They didn't have it in Wesley's time. They never had. These mysteries has all been revealed in this last time.
Yeah.
So this army that he's training, he's giving him this training with these revelations.
Amen.
The revelations of what the word is.
Amen.
And when you recognize that word, he's letting you recognize who you are.
Amen.
That's what that special training is. You have to recognize who you are.
Amen.
And what he's doing for you. Then that's the bride of Jesus Christ. That's how we go forward, is by that special training, that it becomes the living word in a living bride. Amen.
Amen.
That's what brings us together. We know that God speaks through his prophet. That is our five-star general.
Amen.
He said it's J-E-S-U-S. He says that's the five-star general. He said, but he has to speak through his prophet.
Amen.
His prophet is who he used to speak to bring us the words of
praise
this day.
Lord.
And that's Satan's deception. He wants to do just like he did Eve. He wants you to reason it out. Maybe looking for a different something else. Brother Bram says they're always looking for a different program. Some other way, something that they can do, something that they can come in and do it. Let's do it this way. Let's do it this way. God had a program. God had a prophet. And he sent and vindicated. He is the one that was vindicated. It's when we hear over and over again, we see the discernment of the Spirit. We see him calling out all those things which Brother Branham did. What was that for? He said it was just to get your attention.
Amen.
And to vindicate the word that he brought was the truth.
Yeah.
That's what it is when he comes out. He says he comes out in healing. He said, you're going to get sick again. He said, you got cancer? God can heal you. He said, you believe that. But when he was discerning the thoughts of the heart, it was the sign of the Messiah.
Amen.
No one else had that sign of the Messiah. No one had it but God's prophet. He said that was there to vindicate what he was saying was the truth.
Amen.
And we believe it's the truth. So when we hear the voice of God speak to us, and the five-star general speaks through his prophets, we all say, amen.
Amen.
Let's do that one more time.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm glad to be in that army with you. The soldiers for the cross and for this message. And we want to see what, you know, they tell you for new things that, you know what? The prophet is gone. Live with it. The prophet is gone. You know what? He is. The prophet is gone. But the voice of God is alive today for the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 That is worth standing up for. We should stand up. The voice of God is alive, speaking to the bride today. Amen. You know, I can show you as we're main standing, we can show you where God had those messages recorded for the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We know that he did. Where would we be if we didn't have that voice today?
Amen.
If you had to take my word for it, if you had to take Brother Samuel's word for it, I can show you where he put those messages in, the recorded. Show me where he took them out.
Amen.
He never took them out. He placed them here for the bride of Jesus Christ, for us to listen to. To be able to have our own Sermon on the Mount.
Amen.
Be able to hear God speak directly to us. All those hidden nuggets that are inside of the message. Truly that love letter that's to the bride of Jesus Christ. Do you believe that this morning?
Amen.
Let's bow our heads this morning. We want to thank the Lord for all that he's done for us. And
thank you, Lord.
His grace, his mercy. I want to invite him to come and to be with us today. Make us real soldiers, Lord Jesus. I want to be a warrior for you, Lord. Is that the desire of your heart this morning? Raise your hand and say, Lord, I want to be a real servant of the Lord. I want to invite you to come down and be with me today, Lord. Let me be a different person than I was when I came in here, Lord. Father, you know my need. You know the need of every hand that's risen here. And today when you pray, not pray for yourself. Pray for that person next to you. God, give them the desire of their heart. Lord, do you know what they have need of? You know what I have need of? Holy Spirit, come. I want to be a real warrior. I want to be a warrior like David was a warrior. I want you to love me, Lord, like you loved David, Lord. You loved him. You said he was a man after your own heart. Lord, I want to be a man after your own heart. I want to be a real soldier, Lord. I want to be in your army to serve you, Lord. I'm ready to take orders from you, Lord. Let me open up my heart. And Father, today, when I pray out to you, let me do it with such love, Lord. Yes. You are love. You're the greatest love there was, Lord, and is. You are the I am. Let me pray to you today like the little song I want to sing today. Let me pray, Lord, like David prayed.
Amen.
You loved him so much. And he loved you so much, Lord. Truly, that's the desire of our heart, Lord Jesus. I love you, Lord. Be with us, Lord. Open up our hearts and let us bask in your goodness, Lord. Our soul thirsteth after thee, Lord.
When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will pray like David prayed. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will pray like David prayed. I will pray.
Everything to us, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord, from the depths of our heart, Lord. How thankful we are to be part of your bride, Lord Jesus, to be your predestinated child of God, Lord. We love you and we worship you today, Lord. We just want to invite you, Lord, to come down and to be with us in a mighty way, Lord. Open up our hearts, Lord Jesus, and let us love you, Lord. Let us worship you today like we've never worshiped you, Lord. Let us pray like we've never prayed before, Lord. Father, you're everything to us, Lord. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for that grace and mercy, Lord. For the opportunity to come together to hear your word today, Lord. To speak to your bride, Lord. You are our five-star general, Lord. You are the great I am, Lord. Not that I used to be, that I am, Lord. And Father, we know that you're right here with us today. You've confirmed to us over and over again. You've healed the sick, Lord. You've called the lame. You've brought us out of depression. Whatever we have need of, Lord, you've been there to show us, Lord, that you're here with us, Lord. You confirm it night after night, day after day, hour after hour, Lord, that you're calling your bride, Lord. The time is at hand, Lord. Father, as we hear, the world is trembling, Lord, for they know the time has come. And Lord, the harvest is ripe. We hear the combine coming, Lord. Father, we want to be ready, Lord. Father, get us ready, Lord, to hear your word today, Lord, so we can be ready when you come, Lord. Father, meet every request. Lord, many have written in. Many are listening in. Father, the ones that are standing here and raising their hands, you know each and every need, Lord. Father, may you come down, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Lord. Meet every need, Lord Jesus. Fill us all afresh with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Truly, Lord, that's the number one thing we want, Lord. We want us to heal our bodies, Lord, and help us along the way, but fill us, Lord. As long as you fill us with your Holy Spirit, everything will line up, Lord Jesus. Father, we love you and we thank you. Lord, each and every one of these requests, we know that you're going to meet every need. Because according to your word, we have asked it, Lord, and we believe it. And your word cannot fail. Bless and be with us now, Lord. As David spoke, Lord, may we be still and know thou art God. We ask it in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will pray like David prayed. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will pray like David prayed. I will pray.
You may be seated.
truly, it's such an honor and privilege to be here this morning with you all. And so thankful to be back. And what a wonderful time we've already had. I just can't wait to see what's in store and what the Lord has for us. And truly, it's amazing grace that has brought us here today. Amen.
Well, it's amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost,
abides within there at the cross where most gracious Heavenly Father, what an honor and privilege to be in this atmosphere where your presence and with us, Father. So, Heavenly Father, we call it an honor to approach you this morning as prayer for these tithes and offerings from your children, Lord, giving unto you. We pray that you'll bless each one. Bless those that could not be here with us, Father. Be with them. Be with us and remain a part of this service, Father. As we hear your word, may you just speak to each individual heart. And Lord, draw us closer to you to be more like you. That's our sincere prayer and desire this day, Father, to be like Jesus. In Jesus' lovely name we ask, Father.
Overcome, oh, well, I- every hand. Trials dark on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways that God would lead us to that blessed promised land. But He guides us with His eye, and we'll follow till we die, for we'll understand it there by and by. Oh, for many a thoughtless word or deed, and we wonder why the test when we try to do our best, but we'll understand it better by and by.
Well, not one faithful in sight. God's grace is precious. Stooping to woo, to win, to save my
And messenger brings us the message, putting on the whole armor of God. Truly, we believe it is our five-star general speaking through his prophet to bring us the message to an eternal group of people that will all spend eternity together by His grace and mercy. God bless you. Here's our prophet, our pastor, and the prophet of God, Brother Branham.